Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hoop Ballers, welcome back to Today in Sports Betting. It is Wednesday, March 11th, 2020. It's around lunchtime on the East Coast. Hopefully we'll get this out to you guys as quickly as possible. And I'm joined, well, I'm Ira Silver, and I'm joined by the one and only Devin Ellington. Devin, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Ira. I know you're doing it from work, but I can't get over how you sound kind of like a mix of an NPR host and a librarian right now.
You see, yes.
Your energy.
I know. Well, Sometimes you gotta do things that you don't want to do, right? And I definitely want to do it, but I gotta be respectful of the office space here. So I'm doing what I can, and hopefully we'll get some plays out and some winners to everybody today, and go from there. And don't mind my my NPR voice.
Dedication.
Absolutely. All right, guys, before we jump into today's slate, just want to give a quick shout out to our sponsors over at MyBookie.ag. They've got the fastest payouts, best promotions, and a very helpful 24/7 customer service team. They got more lines and better odds with the player than any other sports book around. And if you join right now, MyBookie will match your deposit halfway all the way up to $1,000. That means if you deposit $2,000, you'll get an extra $1,000 in free money to play with. All you got to do is use our promo code TODAY. That's TODAY. Once again, TODAY, TODAY. Devin, let's go ahead and win some cash today.
I like that idea.
All right, guys. First game we got on the slate, Wednesday, hump day, March 11th. We got the New York Knickerbockers traveling to the Atlanta Hawks. The Hawks are a 5-point favorite. Over-under is 232. Devin, I can't make heads or tails of this one. What do you got to say here?
Yeah, I'm probably in the same boat with you. I bet on the Knicks the other night when they played the Wizards, and they ended up losing by a bucket. Or more than a bucket, but a bucket for the spread. In Atlanta, you just never know. There's so many points that they score. Maybe the over in play here, just because of Atlanta being involved, could see it getting to like 235. But as far as major injuries, no one's really important that's for Atlanta that's going to be out, just guys that they're used to being out now, like Clint Capella and DeAndre Bembry. So I have no true play really on this one. I'm going to go ahead and wait and see if the market adjusts. And then, you know, if the Knicks get more points, I wouldn't be mad at that. So.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm looking at some team totals here today. I'll release them on the Twitter a little later today if I have any plays. I'm at Ira Silver Magic. Devin is at DALE007, or we are at Hoop Ball Gaming. Second game on the board, Devin. We got the Detroit Pistons traveling to, I believe it's the city of brotherly love, the Philadelphia 76ers. Sixers are an 11-point favorite in this one, over under 212. One play really stands out to me here, and that's going to be an overplay here, 212. I think I'm going to lock that one in, but we will see. I'm going to do a little bit more digging on this one, but I kind of like the over here in this. What do you got to say?
Well, I like that you brought that up because it gives me something to dig at. And I didn't even realize that it was 211.5. That's a low number. I know Detroit doesn't score a lot of points, but they don't play any defense. So I'm going to look into that myself. Philadelphia at home is a completely different animal than what they are on the road. They are 34-11 as a favorite, 28-2 at home, and 18-12 against the spread at home. Derrick Rose is still out, so you know, that's a big hit. John Henson is now out. Looks like Brandon Knight is probably going to be returning tonight, so at least they get some guard depth for Detroit. But I'm going to wait to see if some of the public will buy some of these Detroit points, and if I can get it down to even 10 or maybe even more so to 9.5, I'll jump all over it. But, you know, as far as my pick and my lean right now, it's still Philadelphia at 11. I would just like the number to be smaller slightly.
Yeah, I hear you, but I'm definitely going to be eyeing an overplay here in this one. I also sort of like the team totals in both of these games. I kind of like Detroit under 100.5, and I like Philly over 111.5. So,
Philly over for sure. I like.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting spot here at 111.5. I kind of like that number, but you are laying some juice here, -115. So keep that in mind. Devin, next game on the board, and this could be a fun one here. We got the Charlotte Hornets traveling down to my hometown in South Beach to take on the Heat. Heat are a 10-point favorite. Over-under is 210.5. What do you think here?
So as far as the over goes right away, I've already put a bet in for that. Miami is, you know, starting to ramp back up offensively. Right now they're 16th in their last five for offensive ratings, but surprisingly Charlotte's at number 12. So I think there's going to be some good scoring here. Miami is playing really good defense lately, but I believe that can create some havoc and turnovers and extra possessions for Miami to put extra points on the board. And both teams are, you know, right now sitting decent in effective field goal percentage and true shooting. Miami's top 10 in EFG and then true shooting as well. And pace is not something that, you know, is going to deter me from this bet. You know, they are a little bit slower, but I look for execution for Miami. So I like that a lot. I would say keep an eye out on some of the injuries. I know that Jimmy Butler has a toe issue going on. Jameson Crowder was just upgraded to probable. And Tyler Hero is now questionable. So he's been out for a little while now. So keep an eye on that. But I like the over here. And as far as that double-digit juice for Miami, that's too much for me. So I'll probably just be playing the over.
Before we jump into the last part of our slate here, I just wanted to ask Devin, do you see what happened on overlay last night? Crazy stuff. Someone
wasn't there a guy going for the jackpot?
Yeah, sure was.
Did he get it?
No, he was shooting for the 17,000 and change, didn't quite get there. But yeah, if you guys want to check it out tonight, the jackpot is up to 17,660 at the moment. If you go 12-0 in your selections, you just got to choose between two players, who's going to have more fantasy points? Will it be Bam Adebayo or Porzingis? If you're right, you get a win. If you're wrong, you get a loss. All you got to do is finish in the top 10% of the win-loss tie records. You will win 9 times your buy-in. And then if you go 12-0, you're going to win almost $18,000 here. So definitely check it out. It's fun. It's fair. The payout structure is fantastic. OverlayDFS.com or in the App Store at Overlay Fantasy Sports. All right, let's talk about the last few games here on the NBA slate tonight. We got the Utah Jazz traveling to the Oklahoma City Thunder. Thunder are a 3-point favorite. Over-under is 218.5. Devin, this one seems to me a little bit weird and a little bit tricky. I am a big Utah Jazz hater, as we know. But I think I like the Jazz here in this spot at +3. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I was looking at the card last night before the lines even came out. And this was a game that stuck out to me probably the most, just because Oklahoma City's at home. They underperformed there. And they also have been reeling a little bit. They've gone through a little tough stretch themselves. But Utah on the road, they've had a recent road trip, and you know they're 4-0 on that road trip, and they're playing very decent ball right now. And I think they just needed to get out of their home building. You know, they were playing real terrible at home, maybe getting a little complacent in the middle of the season. They needed to get out and get some fresh fresh environment. So I like Utah getting points here. I actually like them on the money line also. It's going to be my money line dog of the night.
All right. Yeah, I think I'm with you here on this one. I think I got to bet the Jazz here in this spot. I just think it's a little bit of value here, especially with the way they've been playing lately. In Oklahoma, you know, they're good at home, but they're decent at home. But 3 points against this Jazz team just seems like a lot to me. So I'm going to go ahead and lock in the Jazz plus 3 in this one. Devin, we got a fun one here. Denver Nuggets going to the Lone Star State to take on the Dallas Mavericks. The Mavericks are a 3-point home dog. Nuggets are laying 3 on the road on ESPN, 5 o'clock Pacific, 8 p.m. East Coast time. Over under 218.5. What do you got to say about this one? This is going to be a fun one to watch for sure, but do you have a side you like or a total you like?
Well, it's going to be a fun one, and it's going to be an important one for the Western Conference and for the Mavericks. You know, they lost a game the other night that they probably shouldn't have. So I think it's going to be an important game for them to get back on the right track. They've lost 2 in a row now to Indiana and San Antonio. So I actually like Dallas in this spot being the home dog here. We do know about their home road splits as far as ATS. And just in general, you know, they're only 3 games above 500 at home, but Denver's not a road warrior either. They're just 18-13. So I look at the Mavericks to win. It's what I'm hoping for, since I do enjoy this ball club more than some other people. Another good money line dog value play right here, in my opinion.
All right. Awesome. Awesome. Devin, why don't you send us off with the last game of the night? Why don't you intro this one for me?
Yeah, absolutely. So the last game of the evening, we are going to go to the Bay Area of Sacramento, where the Kings are hosting the Pelicans. 232.5 is the total. Spread is 1.5. As a home dog for Sacramento, they are getting the 1.5. I don't really have a huge opinion on this one right now. Probably the over, just because it's under 240 and the Pelicans are involved. Sacramento's offense has been clicking a lot more the last 5 or 6 games. And they're starting to cover some spreads. They're starting to win games. They're starting to play a little bit better in general. 4-1 in their last 5 to the over at home. So 232, I mean, anything under 235 involving these two teams right now, I think you got to take the over.
Yeah, I like it too. I'm going to lock it in as well. I'm going to tail you on that one. And that wraps up the NBA slate. Do you have any NCAA games you want to talk about?
Sure do. I would be completely insane if I didn't. So right. I really like Fordham getting 3 points against George Washington University in their first game of the A-10 tournament. So Fordham has won both games against George Washington this year. And I know the whole narrative of beating a team 3 times is really hard. And it is. I've seen some recent ATS trends from the last like 5 or 6 seasons that point to that. But sometimes you can find value in the other side. And Fordham is just a matchup advantage against George Washington, in my opinion. They get a ginormous effective field goal percentage boost from George Washington and what they allow their opponents to do. And importantly, Fordham is a really good defensive team. And they held George Washington to 36% and 33.9% shooting in their previous games. So even if that creeps into the 40s, I'm not concerned that they're going to lose. Fordham is top 100 in 4 different major defensive categories. So they you know, lock in. I think they got some seniors on that team. I know they're a good blend of young guys and older talent. But, yeah, getting 3 points, I like that. And maybe for them to even win outright. So the second game also that I'm looking forward to is the Boston University Terriers taking on Colgate. And this opened at -7 for Colgate last night. And this is a championship game. for the I want to say it's the Patriot League. And I was looking at the market and the public money coming in on this, and it was all Colgate. It was like 73-76%. So I knew if I woke up this morning and waited a little bit until lunchtime, I could get 7.5 or 8. And so I did that. I got 7.5 with the Terriers. Boston's just a really good offensive team. They're smart. They play really well. They've matched up with Colgate decently the first two times they played. And this is just going to be a good ball game, I think. Two teams putting the ball in the hoop. And I think it's going to be way closer than 7 or 8 points, maybe like a 4-point game or something.
Yeah, no, I hear you on that. And thanks again for that Fairfield pick last night. That was
amazing.
I appreciate you.
I appreciate
you, you know, making me lose some more money here on yesterday's slate.
You just picked the wrong one because my other college picks kind of worked out. Hofstra hit the under.
I didn't have a lot of time to look on what you were posting. I just remembered our podcast here, like Fairfield, whatever, Jackhammers, whatever their names
Stags.
Are. Whatever.
Stag
tailed
Daddy.
Tailed it, and you really did not come through for me on that one.
Yeah, so. Sorry about that, bud.
It's all good, man. It's all good. It's part of the game. Sometimes you win some, and sometimes you lose some.
Yeah.
You just got to try and win more than you lose at the end of the day.
That's the way to do it. I feel better about these picks, though, to be honest.
All right. I'm going to lock in Miami, Florida, second half, +4. Let's go.
Here you go.
Okay, I got a couple hockey plays for tonight.
Sure.
Do you want to hear them?
Yeah, absolutely. Duh.
All right. I gave out the Rangers to you yesterday.
Yes, you did.
They crushed.
They played really well.
Fantastic hockey against a really good defensive team. So I'm happy that they're playing some good hockey right now. I really, really, really like one game on this slate and one game only. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that is going to be... drum roll, please. There it is. I like the Edmonton Oilers -145. And if I had to lean in another game as well, I really like Colorado playing against the New York Rangers at -155. Rangers on a back-to-back. So I'd lean there. Those are my two plays. Follow us on Twitter again. I'm at IrisSilverMagic. Devin's at DALE007. Sorry for the lack of energy, guys. It's not that I don't have the energy. It's that I'm slightly hungover and I'm at work. So thanks for joining us today. Make sure you check out HoopBall. That's hoop-ball.com. Go to MyBookie. Play some bets there. Use the promo code today for your extra cash. And yeah, we out.
Finish the day.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.